Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are so happy to have on the phone with us today Bao Vang. She is the Communications Director with the Better Business Bureau of Minnesota and North Dakota, and we are thrilled to chat it up with her about, oh gosh, a ton of things going on, but one of my favorite things, pets. Anyway, Bao, great to have you. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much. It's so wonderful to hear your bright voice.
Oh,
it's my day.
You're so,
I'm sure of your viewers too.
You're so nice. Well, you know what? I enjoy talking with you because I cannot believe all the things that I'm so lucky none of these people called me these scammers, because I would have fallen for a lot of these scams as well. So thank you to the BBB for constantly keeping us up to date on different things going on. And it's unfortunate, but it seems like these scammers are really taking advantage of the vulnerability of us, you know, being at home, the stay-at-home orders. And that is actually, has led to some pet scams. Is that true?
That's right. Yeah, and it's such a deplorable one because we all love pets and puppies, and we're talking about, another member of our family or adding another member of our family and the excitement and the thrill of that, and then all of a sudden to be heartbroken because scammers are choosing to create these fake websites and posting fake photos and leaving you with headaches and heartbreak and walking away with your money. All of that is just devastating.
So is it true that these scams have really spiked during the COVID-19 lockdown?
It's true, yes. And it's happening across the country. Our Better Business Bureau scam tracker showed a dramatic increase in victims of these fraudulent online schemes since the beginning of the pandemic, so about mid-March. So as of mid-May, in about 2 months or so, we received at least 500 reports on our scam tracker.
What?
That's across the country. That's a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, these pet scams are always on BBB's radar, but that is a significant number. For example, the reports we saw in April alone was more than the total in the first 3 months of the year combined. That's a good example of just how much we're seeing right now. And so we say 500 on Scam Tracker, but we know the reports on Scam Tracker is just the tip of the iceberg. There are many, many more cases that go unreported. So continue to let us know at Scam Tracker so we can follow trends and patterns and make sure that other folks have the information they need before they purchase or add a family member.
And is that something that we could find on your website?
Yeah, so you can always go to Scam Tracker. It's bbb.org/scamtracker and search in your community what's happening, or do a keyword search on puppy or pet scams, and you'll find all the same ones that we see that are happening across the country. You'll see websites that are listed by these consumers. You'll see the names of the probably even sellers, the conditions in which they're buying, what the amount of money they've lost or the money that was attempted to be stolen from them. You'll get a lot of information, and you'll make sure, you'll take note of what organizations not to visit and websites not to visit. And I'll mention some of those today as well.
Oh, that would be great. You know, the thing is, a lot of times when we're at home, it is so comforting to have a pet. And I know that some of the shelters were seeing an increase in adoptions of pets.
Mm-hmm.
But this is something that probably somebody, are they on their computer and they're looking around for a pet and they see one, and that's how this starts?
That's exactly it. So let me describe how it works. In our own investigation at BBB of Minnesota, North Dakota, we discovered about a dozen or so of those 500 reports involve Minnesota victims or sellers who claim they are from Minnesota. Families like you and I, we've been sheltered at home. We may have some additional time on our hands, and we're looking to add a pet. And we find a seemingly perfect puppy or kitten for sale online. We look at those photos and videos, and then we communicate with the owners. Then we make a deal to buy. The seller will then usually ask the family to wire money to the seller, often claiming to be located across the country. That means you can't see them in person, you can't visit them before you buy, and that's just one of the ways that they're going to get your money before you even see anything. And after sending the money, they learn, unfortunately, those pets are almost always not real, and the families and often the children of these families are left heartbroken. And not only are the consumers out of cash, some scammers are able to convince buyers to pay hefty fees for anything from insurance and climate-controlled crates to a purported COVID-19 vaccine.
Oh, dear.
Which doesn't actually exist.
If there's one pet, we should have one.
I know, exactly. But again, all of it sounds really good, right? And we want everything to work well when you add a family member, and sometimes you can't put a price on that, so you pay for it, and then you're just out of that cash. So I've spoken to a few victims, and again, they're all devastated by their experiences, so I'll share some now. One woman from northern Minnesota says her family had just lost their pet earlier this year, their beloved pet, and was looking to purchase or to get a Great Dane. They went on this website called Lake and Danes, it's LakenDanes.com, and they paid $850 for a Great Dane puppy. The puppy was supposed to arrive the next day, but then she received another email saying she needed to send another $700 for a special crate to ship the puppy, and the transfer can only be done at a local big box store. Well, she was like, what the heck? She refused, and then the seller became angry, started threatening her, telling her that he had his phone number and her, you know, home address, and started making political statements. It got very weird, she said, and she was devastated. Puppy never came, and she's out $850. She did report that to her local law enforcement agency, which is a good idea.
That's what you're supposed to do, but then also contact you. Had you heard of Lake and Danes before?
Never. Mm-mm. No.
And where did they...
on our radar.
Did they pretend they were from?
I don't remember what she said. Ugh. I do know that the political statements had to do with the country of Africa and just the idea that the United States was taking too much from their country. So whether they were actually in the country of Africa, not sure, or whether they were, again, just making up more stories, I have no idea. And she was very confused by it all. And so she stopped communication, and we would agree with that.
Absolutely. That's frightening. Mm-hmm. You know, to then have it turn into a threat, because of course they know where you live and they have your phone number. Ugh. Oh, yeah. So she was out not only money, but she was out her little puppy that she... So the dogs never exist. Is that what you're saying?
It's very unlikely that the dogs ever existed. And the pictures are probably just, quote unquote, borrowed from another site. Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Yeah. So I spoke to another Minnesota victim who almost lost $2,000, and here's his story. He wanted to replace a pet that died early this year, had two little children, was looking online for a kitten. They found a site called Fur Lovers Munchkin Cattery. I know. It sounds good too, right?
I love all those names. Fur Lovers Munchkin, and what's the last part?
Cattery. Cattery.
Oh, because you know I'm going to go on these sites and see if they're still...
And you should. You'll realize
Oh dear.
That it's fake and don't purchase anything, right?
Thank you.
So the
I
site
won't.
Is munchkin.company.com.
Ugh.
And this seller was offering a deal if they picked up the cat in Montana. So again, a Minnesota family, if you pick it up in Montana, you'll get an extra special price. While he was planning this trip, actually, this road trip with his family, then he did a quick Google search and found another story, like a news article, where the address was listed in another scam.
What?
Then he was like, oh my goodness, can't be, and he stopped all communication there. So again,
It was a different kind of scam. It wasn't about pets.
Yeah, exactly. It was related to something else, but it was another scam story. So he just knew, oh no, this is like, you know, smells fishy. So he's like, I'm not going to do that. And he found actually a legitimate company and a legitimate site that did sell pets. And he was on his way and... This is the last talk to him about a few weeks ago that he was on his way to pick up another animal. So that's wonderful. But right before he was going to wire that $2,000 and take this several hours road trip with his family to go pick up this cat, he found out that it was a scam. So I share that because just doing a little bit more research can save you a lot of time, resources, and the money that you would lost as well.
And for people that aren't pet lovers, I don't think they understand that you would do anything to get the pet of your dreams. If my husband's listening, he'll say, yes, I already know that's true. But anyway, I think that it's so your heart gets involved, you know, and like you said, pets become a member of your family. So if you see one and you feel like you bond with it, even if it is just over the internet, I can see how easily these things happen.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. I'll tell you personally, I'm allergic. I'm scared of dogs. But I can definitely empathize with families who love their pets as if they are, a child, another member of their family. And it's just devastating to see anyone get hurt or lose money because of this. And
yes, and especially you mentioned two people that were grieving the loss of their pet recently.
Yeah.
So you factor that in. And oh gosh, so what would you recommend? Obviously, it's great to go to a shelter where you can actually see these pets, and a lot of times they do have puppies and kittens. And I'll give a shout out to the Animal Ark in Hastings. It's a no-kill shelter, and it's a wonderful place. But what else can we do to help avoid this?
Yes, it's wonderful to avoid scams like these. And BBB offers the following. Number one, we say don't buy a pet without seeing it in person. So, you know, go to a local shelter, go to a local seller. If this is not possible, conduct an internet search of the picture of the pet, even that you're considering. If that same picture appears on multiple seller websites, likely a scam. That means that it's just been borrowed and it's not the pet that you were looking for.
Ugh.
We also say don't trust everything a website claims.
Okay.
We suggest calling the American Kennel Club customer service line.
Really?
We have a number. It's 919-233-9767 to verify a litter if the owner claims to be associated with the club. Or to search the club site. It's akc.org. That's the American Kennel Club's organization. Also, number three, don't ever wire money. A request to wire money is a huge red flag that the transaction is a scam.
Okay.
Not all of them, but usually wire transfers don't offer consumer protection in the same way a credit card company can.
Okay.
So think about that. Also, beware of websites or ads with spelling errors. Another red flag. Spelling errors and incorrect grammar are often signs of a scam, as many scams originate overseas where English is not the scammer's first language.
And you think that the scam, the Laken Danes, that you think that one was something that originated overseas?
That's likely the case, and that's my understanding for my conversation with the victim, yes.
You know, that's good, I think, just for any kind of, if we get an email that seems kind of wacky also, I always try to...
That's exactly it.
Yes.
Good thought. It usually comes sometimes as an email. That's usually when we do see, like, incorrect grammar and the punctuation's off, and you're like, who is writing this? What's going on? That's another telltale sign of a likely scam.
So what else do we need to know?
Yeah, another one is if the price is too good to be true, it probably is a scam. We've talked about this in every scam situation, but prices that are $10,000 or $20,000 less on the car, probably that, you know, you should second guess that. Always be skeptical of sob stories, other justifications for a low price on a pet, especially if the animal is purebred. These offers sound good, but it's often a bait-and-switch tactic where the scammer requests more money later, like for a crate or for air-conditioned little cart.
Right, or the pet COVID virus.
Yes, vaccine. Exactly.
Good gravy.
Also, two more tips here. Make sure you have a written contract. No matter where you purchase the pet from, be sure you have the terms, conditions, and guarantees in writing. That will help you. And then also get references from the breeder as well. Ask former clients if they were happy with their experience and if any problems arose from the transaction.
Couldn't those be manufactured as well, though?
They certainly can. You know, you're absolutely right. So take that with a grain of salt, but asking for it is better than not asking for it.
Right.
And if they have a website, maybe they have reviews there, and you can check where, you know, people can submit. You know, regular people like you and I can submit their own reviews.
Right. There's probably lots of scams that could go on. Wow, this is really fascinating. Thank you so much for sharing it with us. Anything you want to tell us about the BBB before we go?
As always, we're here to help and support you as a consumer and also our business community. Please connect with us. We are available at BBB.org. Our scam tracker is BBB.org/scam tracker. And please give us a call at 651-699-1111.
Oh, Bao, so interesting. Thank you so much. Bao Vang, she's the communications director with the BBB, and that includes Minnesota and North Dakota. Thanks for keeping us up to date and trying to keep us safe from scammers. We appreciate it.
Have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.